We love saying that
the snowflakes is man-made?
Yo, they look like that yesterday. Won't lie.
What do you mean? Like
it looked like that yesterday.
So you're thinking that what some of these snowstorms are human generated snowstorms?
Damn right. Because look. Back in the day, remember when we were kids, when there was a snowstorm, dog.
Yeah.
Them old Chrysler cars and them old beat up station wagons couldn't move, dog. Remember, people would be getting out their cars, their house to shovel you out, push you down the street.
Yeah.
Our city would shut the fuck down. Let's just say that much, right?
True.
In the span of, let's call it 8 hours after the snow drop, ain't no more snow anymore. Place nice.
So let me get this clear. You're thinking that the depth of the snow, or like the density of the snow, is different now.
Yes.
And the fake man-made snow is like that thin. It's like basically how they make the houses now. It's just not made it out of anything.
Paper mache. Like paper flipping mache.
Hold on. That might deserve a sound effect right there.
Yeah. Wow. Give me it.
I'm not even hearing
it. Give it to me. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Real stuff.
That man-made snow.
Real stuff.
That off-white.
Right?
That Virgil snow.
The Virgil snow. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Alex Jones would be having a hissy fit. He seen the snow.
Yeah. No, fam, I never really took it in like that. Like,
yo,
it just hits the ground and then by the next day it's gone, bro.
It was gone. I wasn't shoveling nothing. I was like, yeah, this is how it should be.
Yeah. When I came out the crib this morning, I was like, wait a minute. Where the hell was the snow that was out there last night? Like, I was covered last night, bro.
It's fake. It was a distraction.
That fake snow.
They didn't want nobody going out Friday. Go sit down and spend some time with your wifey and your kids and shut up. That's how the Ford government has us.
Gotta watch out for that fake snow.
You gotta watch. Yo, they just plotted on us. Be like, you can't go nowhere. Na 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 boo boo. Na 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 boo boo. You're snowed in.
Yo, one thing about this time of the season too, when it comes to like podcasting, like I was kind of worried earlier today, like, are we going to be able to do this today? Or are we going to have to like do a Zoom thing?
Yeah, but I told you that. I was like, I don't, honestly.
You got the snow tires, fam. I don't.
I'm ready. I'm like,
turn my car into a sled, bro. Damn.
I'm ready. God help whoever's in front of me, boy. Yeah. They getting hurt. I'm riding right through them.
Well, listen, man, as long as we were able to get together today and do this, we're blessed, man.
Of course, we're always blessed. As long as you woke up today.
Yeah.
You blessed.
Let's start this shit off, man.
Let's go.
Where's my tunes here? Where is my tune? 1 second.
What you got for me, dog?
I got a stalled up freaking Spotify. That's what the fuck I got. 1 second here. Ugh. I'm going to start off with some Cardinal. How don't we do that?
Okay. Even though he blocked me.
What?
Yeah.
Hold
on. Yeah, Cardi, take me off the block, B. What are you doing? No, it's not no. It's none of that X Files shit.
Why did he block you?
Shit.
What did you say?
I never said nothing. Never did nothing, dog.
How you get blocked by the legend?
You could go. Whoa. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm a legend too.
Yeah.
And that's my idol. One of my idols. Like, it's crazy. I don't know what I did.
Was it something you said on the show?
No, maybe it's because, I don't know. Him, like, I got records with Maestro.
That's so hot. That's a bombshell right there.
Yo, the man has me on our blockers, dog.
Wow.
Solitaire fucks with me.
Yeah, salute to Solitaire.
Shiznock fucks with me. Maestro fucks with me. But like the one man that, you know what I mean, I grew up watching on much music and shit, blocked me. Like, yo, that's like another, like,
meeting your heroes.
Your heroes. And then they turn around and spit in your face.
Damn, bro. Now I feel bad starting off the show.
Yo, fam, do it, B. Because I'm not no, even though I'm not no hater, I have pictures with him and shit from way back and shit when I was a kid.
I'll make sure to post these on Instagram so people see it. Cardinal, we love your music, bro.
Of course I love your music, but you got to take me off the block, us, dog. What did I do wrong, B?
Unblock Dusty.
What did I do wrong, B? Send me some beats.
Make Me a Rap by Def Jam.
You gotta get a part two going on, man.
This is my favorite song, too. You don't even know.
Salute to Tara Chase.
It was out clear and lonely.
Let's
go!
My intent to impress the mistress of Steph Curry. Number to follow if I check you to my cool. Hey, simply went to my gates, down my bell apparatus.
Man said who's
gates. Eat a chicken nap, three in the skin at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Cool. We
call me FP cause her birthday to the soul. Get the flower in the heart, sweet motion. Lotion the skin like Harrison.
Let's go.
I'm in the cup. Getting that spot, that's G. You know I did your head. The figures episode took 5 minutes for the candy to be sold. She said, do you love me? And I said, no. And she slapped my face and grabbed her and said, do that again and the story gets told. The sticker was nice, but yo, not get bold. Cause up for shout out for my
dance.
Some and leave some and
won't. Let's go, Tara.
What's
for
the money and she's for my friends. Streets for the crossbars. The folks for the tricks and stuff. And the
bang with
us. And the
band
for the
show. Yeah, on with the show.
Don't fuck around and remix it on his ass. I know, right?
Play with me, boy.
On with the show!
Live. Talking. You don't know.
Well, let me hear you say yes.
So let me hear you say yes.
Okay.
Cause let me hear y'all.
Yo, Cardinal got jams, bro. Holy. One more.
Yeah.
This is one for B3, man.
Yeah.
He's not gonna be able to be on the show today, but I had to give him a special dedication. He just discovered this one.
What? You can see his reaction right now, guys. Yo, it's like where have they been, eh? They were
for all the
bars.
Toronto slang experts out there. Yeah. Let's go, man.
We've been doing this.
We don't say you know what I'm saying. T-Dot says you don't know. We don't say hey, that's the breaks. We say yo, I saw it.
Offside garbage.
You better run the show. The bottles start flying and
we're talking about beat that face.
See that niggas will eat your food before your cat say grace. Your cat is steady saying word. My niggas are steady yelling. See, I'm talking about more times. You don't even know what more time means.
More times, brethren.
More times, I think I'm correct. More times, y'all think it's the hot shit.
You haven't heard nothing yet.
Differently.
Still, you know.
Circle getting
real, you know.
Step on the road, battle on your mic, get killing off. So every time you walk through the dance, tell her you excuse me. Telling it you'll be a life and silence. Talking about abuse me. Use me. Show me how to tee that rose.
You love hip-hop.
Thermostat. Plus I'm coming from the cold.
Yeah. The people in the street throwing that slang each and every single time we meet.
Christ. That's Bomba. A jam.
Oh, you just discovered that. That's why I had to go all out.
Oh, and
that,
yo,
the thing is, the guy, the same dude who did that record, right? Cardinal shoutouts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He blocked me.
That's crazy.
He got me on a crazy block.
That's mud.
Got me on a crazy blockage.
That's, you know, you know who needs to remix that song?
Me. I'm going to come through. I was already working on it, just to let you guys know.
Well, I was going to say plush.
Wow. I might have, you know what the thing is? You might have to put her in the he video.
He might go block me for that one.
Oh, shoot. And then put on plush.
I know, right? Freaking Bacardi slang part two featuring plush. Just now, bro.
She'll be like, stick to my stomach, fam.
When I say sticks to my stomach, it means, I don't know. I don't know. I got nothing.
Stay so much, buddy. Sorry.
Okay. Let's get this shit started. We are Buck is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host of the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Podcast Rick, aka I don't got no AKAs today. We are on episode 5. I'm all over the place today.
Bro,
4:36. Okay, Utopia Record Studio. We got Dusty Wallace in the motherfucking building.
Give me that good energy. Yeah, you know what it is.
What's going on, man?
It's the Scary Potter. Always on top of your goddess. You know what it is. I stay smoother than a baby's bottom, cooler than an AC. You know what it is. I'm just here kicking that positivity as usual. You know what it is.
Yeah, man.
You know what it is.
And big salute to B3. We were having some technical difficulties earlier, but we'll be back at it next week for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before we get into anything, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors.
Yes.
Big salute to Diamond Club. They got delivery all over the GTA and across Canada. All right. So for you Saskatchewanites and all y'all over there, you know what I mean? Holler at the bros.
Yeah.
Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed website. Use the code WeLoveHipHop and you get yourself a little discount. Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Also, if you need that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba.
Steaming.
You're right. They got all different types of grabba, different flavors, the ways that you can have the grabba. You know what I'm saying? So hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. And also use that code WeLoveHipHop.
Yes.
A little discount. Last but not least, big salute to Exotic Hot Pot. That's the thing that you see on the table. It's not a ramen noodle. It kind of looks like one, but you know, yeah. A decoy thing.
Yeah.
But they got the powerful out, okay? Hit them up on their Instagram page. I almost said Diamond Club. Exotic Hot Pot CA, all right? And let them know that We Love Hip Hop Boys sent you, all right? And they got merchandise. Big salute to them, man.
Big salute.
Dusty, how's your week been so far, man?
Yo, bro, just been cooling, dog. It's been cooling, man.
You're dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
And some four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just chilling. Making sure everything's, making sure business is handled as usual. Keeping myself busy as usual.
Yeah.
Keeping myself healthy as usual. Keeping myself physical as usual, mentally. And just getting myself prepared for this, whatever the world is about to bring us.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I ain't even scared, dog.
Hey. Never scared, man.
Never scared.
Get that bone crusher stuff.
When you ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Listen, man, as for myself, I've been on some interview vibes, bro.
Yeah, I noticed.
I've been stacking.
I know. That Lord Fury one, no, dog.
Yeah, big salute to Lord Fury. Yo, fam, he dropped some bombshells in there, bro.
You all got flipping. You got Poppy from the BX in the comments. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big salute to Hassan Campbell, man. You know why he did jump in the comments? I had Lord Fury and I were having a conversation about hip hop and
yes, you were.
And back in the days, how the reggae or the dancehall guys were kind of looking at the guys, kind of little hip hop guys looking a little flexible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Moving a little funny.
Funny
style, right? And he had said that the Afrika Mambaataa thing was a known thing from back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that, fam.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. Right? It makes sense. Like, listen to the name, Bambaataa.
I know, right? You know, we should have known from
then. You should have known from then, Rasta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
He told some story about, and I'll pull it up on Instagram right here. Let me just open my Instagram. I should have done this before we started. But he told a story about the shower posse.
Yeah.
Going to see him.
Yeah.
Going to see Bambaataa, bro.
Yeah.
Right? That's basically what got Poppy open, bro. Got freaking Hassan Campbell like, yo, what?
Wow. But come on, Poppy. You knew that. You know. You probably had to run from a couple Jamaicans here and there. You know Jamaican crazy as fuck.
Yeah, but remember, he was a victim of Bambaataa's SA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he was also a shooter.
Yeah.
He's known in rock niggas snapbox. Turn your TV off, dog.
And I'll play a piece of the clip here.
Who they call the godfather of hip hop?
Yeah.
That file, the boy that, you know.
Well, listen, the whole Hassan Campbell thing now happened. Yo, Lord Fury had me blanking mad shit out of the interview, bro.
But it's the way he did it, like an article Jamaican. Yo, I can't even repeat it, but you don't know.
I'm not even taking out the regular F words and shit and stuff like that. I'm taking out specific words that the man is saying, okay?
I'll come to the light over just the last, like, 5 years.
Real original.
You know, Hassan Campbell really going hard in the paint, letting people know. Salute to Star, a.k.a. Troy Terrain.
Yep.
He really opened that story up.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And he didn't have to, but he did. Yes.
Right. But you guys were already aware of this from back in the days.
Yeah. So what happened though? The man tried to, a Jamaican youth must have slept in his house.
Oh, shit.
And the man, I tried, pulled on his pants and sit there, and the man went back and forth.
Wow.
Oh. The man went up to walk through his.
NASA.
But then the spade man, them, where it's like a standoff. Show up as he had blood clot. And my man said, all right, cool, here you go. Just don't go around with the don't cross, don't cross the border and just settle yourself over there, son.
Yeah, man.
So the shower posse went to go see them and said, yo, don't touch no more Jamaican youths, yo, man.
Stop trying to turn out the youth, them. What you do that for? Yo, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, fam. Like, yo, sometimes these conversations are important.
So shower posse is probably all looking at cool Herka a little differently, too, because those guys used to come through with some little short.
Yeah, shorts, they used to wear some nigga. Weird shit back then.
Houdini. That group Houdini was the
friends.
Yeah, I mean,
they had tassels and stuff on there.
Bro, even George Clinton was going mud.
Yeah. They were doing a lot of drugs too, though.
Yeah, but that the drugs must have been damn good because they had them
psychedelics. Right?
So they're like, when they see anybody look like anything.
Yeah.
They fucking trees. They fucking everything.
Yeah.
He humping everybody. He going to room while hump everything.
Yeah.
Dog, that's too freaky for me.
Pull up a picture of George Clinton.
That's too freaky for me, dog.
Let's see what George Clinton.
And then pull up one of African Bambaataa too. These guys are all, like when you really look at them, the old family, what the fuck?
Look at this.
Come on, dog. You're walking in the house like that, me? If I was your son, I'd be like, nah, that ain't my pops. Not my pops.
Listen, fam, there was a different time, man. Those are
crazy times, bro.
But salute to Lord Fury for that right there, man. That was a very exclusive bombshell that we didn't expect. And salute to Hassan Campbell, man. I didn't expect to see him in the comments.
Yeah, salute.
Yo, Hassan, tap in, man. Let's get an interview going on.
Anytime.
You know what I'm saying? We'll get it going on Zoom.
Anytime.
I've been using the Google Meets and everything like that. Yeah. We can get it popping.
And I always watch. I always watch Hassan. You're
a big supporter of Hassan Campbell.
Big supporter, right? So
yeah,
he needs to come forward too. Yeah, we got some things to talk
about. I'm not even going to act like I'd be watching Hassan Campbell on a regular basis. That's Dusty Wallace all day.
I know what to talk to you about.
Yeah.
We got to talk.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, you don't get offended by some of the old content that I've made, or not even old content, recent. I called him all kind of clout chasers the other day.
Man, you know, come through one of the blazes. Rock your snack box, kid.
We could debate, you know what I'm saying? But I just had some views that I wasn't feeling certain things that he was doing, bro.
Can I be real? I've always defended you, dog. Uncle Hassan, dog, even though if you were wrong, I was like, shit.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't too sure about all that extra putting people in danger shit, but
that's real.
Salute to Hassan Campbell.
Yeah. So
speaking of putting people in danger, right?
Mm.
Unfortunately, Toronto's been kind of messed up for the last week or so, bro.
Places like Winnipeg are even more dangerous. Come on, guys. That's nothing.
You think so, fam?
That's nothing, man.
I've been seeing a lot of reports, even like through social media. Like pages have been like, yo, there's been 7 shootings in the last 20 or 48 hours and different things like that.
Some of those youths that are running these pages are mesquite, fam. Then don't go outside.
You don't think that is really happening, bro? Come on, fam.
I'm playing with you guys. I'm playing. You know me. I'm always going to kick some shit. But nah, man, of course it's going to be crazy, man. Motherfuckers is hungry out here, man.
Yeah, why do you think, like, we're in a new year, right? It just started. The new year started and, like, men are coming out guns blazing, bro. Like, wagwan.
Yo, like I said, you know what I'm saying? People could have enough of the bullshit that's going on anyways. Like, okay, you really going to die over this internet shit? You really want to die over the internet shit?
You think it's that, fam?
And whatever it is, even if it's years of legacy, of years of shit that's went on in from, yo, your niggas did some shit to my niggas.
Yeah.
It's like, it's up to you how you want the energy to come to you. You know what I mean? Like, you're standing at a bus stop on Grand Ravine, fam, at that time of night, there's a good chance you could be an innocent bystander and still get shot.
Yeah.
Just by looking like something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nigga on a perk 30, nigga on a perky, fuck, start tripping, think that's the oppositions and start fucking fine.
Like, you know right now it's saying, and this is from 5 days ago on Six Sounds, it says Toronto starts its first week of 2024 with 11 reported shootings, 5 stabbings, and 2 people dead.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? In the first week, bro.
Damn.
Like, okay, in my opinion,
yeah,
when I'm looking at the internet, I don't see the same oppie energy that we've been seeing over the last 3 years, like where everybody's as public with their beefs. Don't get me wrong, it does happen.
Yeah, you're right. But
it's not as crazy.
Because we live in a real serious fucking city.
Good stop with the fuck.
Sorry. We live in a real serious city, though. You know what I mean? Where I feel like you got it. Like, you can't just let these people know what's going on then anymore. Then, because we're not really, if like it's American, let's say it's American culture, right? To go on the internet and be like, yo, this is my op. This is this, that. Yeah. Whoopty whoopty whoop. Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen? You know what I mean? Now these dudes are realizing, yo, I'm getting locked up just for saying something.
No, but I'm saying like there's still a level of violence that's getting higher, but the people are not talking about it online as much.
That
right?
means it's more serious.
So I'm thinking now, before, like, let's say over the last 2 years or so, people can blame social media for a lot of the shootings that were going on in the streets over here, saying, okay, well, you guys are chirping to each other online and something happened. Where, in my opinion, over the years, I don't even think that was the case. I think a lot of this stuff was just really street related. Some of it leaked online, but the guys who were really taking it to that next level, it wasn't because they were chirping to each other online, right?
Yeah.
So now we're getting to a time where people are, you're not seeing as much people going back and forth online, but the violence is still rising. The real problem is what's always been there. And people try to maybe, like, I don't know, distract us or misdirect us by saying, okay, it's because you guys are banging out online and that's the problem. No, there's a real problem that's actually happening. And now we're getting to see the effects of it because we're not seeing as much back and forth online, but the murder rate's still going up. The shooting's still going up, right? Part of that problem is people are more broke, bro.
More broke, bro. Nothing to do.
Yo, Lord Fury, once again, salute to him. At the end of the interview, he's like, yo, drug na sell, but
not going up on road, dog.
Right? So these guys are getting hungry. Fam.
Nothing's not going on road, bro.
Yeah.
I told my little cousin that the other day. He said, flex. I'm like, bro, go find a job.
That might be the best idea right now.
Go find a flipping job and you'll feel so much better about yourself, bro. You know what I mean? You'll actually feel so much better about yourself. There's nothing going on right now, fam. And they designed it for us to be like that.
Well, think about,
let's,
like,
be real,
though. If the whole world has gone into a recession, or, like, let's say, just talking about our city specifically, right?
Yeah.
Post-pandemic, like, a lot of people started seeing, like, getting tighter, right?
We're surpassing a recession. We're in a depression.
Yeah, we're but money got really tight, and everybody's complaining about it now, right? Price of a bag of chips. Like, I went to friggin' the Esso station to get some things, and Shorty was like, grab me a bag of chips, right? Yeah. Yo, fam, the chips are $8. They're $7.95, bro.
The big big bag?
No, dog.
The little bag, son?
Just a bigger bag, not the big jumbo size, just a regular.
Like a regular chip bag.
Yeah, not the small one, but like a regular chip bag that we could, you know, watch a movie with. That was $8, fam.
Yeah, right? Before that would be $3.
Exactly. So if that's going on where, you know, just everybody's paying more for things, you don't think it's also affecting the streets, bro?
Of course. No, not go on.
Yeah. Fiends are not sitting there on a whole bunch of money. There's not as much. Like, if you're a fiend, there's not as much shit to steal.
Everybody's tight.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's tight. Everybody got cameras right now. Everybody watching out for their shit.
Yeah, you're running up in people's cribs and it's like,
you don't get yourself killed.
Either that, or you're going and you're like, damn, it's not even enough in here for me to get some real shit.
They're looking at you like, you got a flex too?
Yeah.
You got something? Let's go. You know what I mean? You're putting on your jacket, ready to go on a slide with them.
So fiends are not lining up around the block, even if you're OT, all that shit. So I could imagine.
Yo,
everything's gotten tighter, bro. Mans are irate.
I bet you a lot of junkies are straightening up because they're seeing it like it's really not working.
It's a better option, bro.
Yeah, they're probably really straightening the flip up.
Yo, they're probably getting cut down. The grams are getting cut down and all that.
Mans are having stuff that are probably not good. Almost killed them last week.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, it's like, you know what? That's my calling. They're off of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are off of this. They rather raise their families now.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's more becoming a thing of, man, people are deaths. And it's not because of they can't do anything. They're doing everything they can. They probably still have a job, but they got to go outside and do some weird shit.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think it's safe to say that we could stop blaming social media and saying, oh, it's the man, they're going too crazy online. Like,
well,
that used to be a thing. And I can't act like it's never, that no shootings have never happened because of online antics. But like, bro, just watching the internet scene, I haven't seen niggas really going hard online like that, going chirping at each other, going crazy.
Let's just be real. Like, there was a saying before, like, a man who tells me they're not scared, they're scared. You know what I mean? So I'm never like a man who's going to really do something. I'm not getting on the flipping net and woofing,
announcing it to the world. Yeah.
I really want to do you something. I'm not saying kids go out there and do it, but I'm saying I would respect you more that you weren't saying shit and you go get handle your business. Go stand on your business.
Yeah.
How do you got to go stand on your business? And I think that's really what's going on. So don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Now it's coming to the ages of, yeah, you talking some slick shit online. You might not get a response from somebody, but you might get
just come see you.
They're coming to see you.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to know I'm coming.
Yeah.
Because I ain't saying shit. Yeah. Right. So I kind of have to respect that where it's going if it is taking off the line now. Right. But then now it's up to more of the blogs too to not even announce it. Don't say shit neither. Let's not give it no light. That's what's going on over there. Let's talk about how many records these guys are selling over there now.
Yeah. More. That sure don't get no clicks.
I know it don't get no clicks. I know it won't get no clicks. I know it won't get no clicks, but then after we're not helping the police neither.
Yeah.
Are the blogs there to really help the police?
Listen, fam, the blogs are there to get clicks. You know what I'm saying?
Clicks.
Yeah, they know, blogs give no fucks.
No, that's sad.
Right? I reported on...
Until it happens close to them.
Exactly.
No one knows until it hits home, right?
Well, this is part of the reason why I don't even see them really going that hard with the this guy's going at this guy thing. Maybe they've learned from their mistakes over time, right?
No, it's not helping us. It's not helping nobody. It's not helping the parents, not helping the kids, not helping nobody.
Yeah.
It's just letting these white people look at it. Sorry not to say it like that, but it's letting anybody look at us like we're flipping degenerates.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all we have for our culture is violence and what were we saying earlier?
Genocide. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, how much of that do we really want? Right? Like, how much of that do I really want to see every day? Like, I don't really care for it no more. It's actually making me more numb.
Yeah.
It's making me more numb. Like, I hear it and I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay. It's logic. As long as it's nobody that's in my clique.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you see enough things go across your timeline.
Yeah.
Because remember, we have social media to be able to see everything that's happening when it happens. Yeah. You know, get the footage of the shootings sometimes that haven't gone online.
You know what I'm saying? What a shame.
So like after a while, you're going to get desensitized, bro.
I'm desensitized already.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. And that's the thing when it's like, I'm almost like I'm watching it and it's like, I'm almost hopping over the dead body anyways.
Yeah.
It's like, you might as well be there.
Yeah. Cause it's right on your phone. Fam.
It's right on your phone. Right. So is it a good idea that maybe Trudeau is censoring some of our shit? Ooh.
Wow, that's a good question, man.
Now, like, you get what I'm saying, dog? I gotta ask myself that. And you that.
No, it's still not a good idea. It's
definitely not.
Because he's picking and choosing what he wants the people to see, and that's never a good thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So he'd rather us see in my neighborhood, though, someone flipping with their brains all over the flipping wall, right?
No, I would rather everybody... No,
he would. I'm saying he would rather that because I'm still getting it.
Yeah, but...
But I'm not getting what's going on in Yemen yesterday.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. That's messed up, bro. That's like... That's messed up, bro.
Mm.
That's messed up. So it's obviously still an attack and it's evil on us, bro.
Yeah.
And we're just not smart enough to see like, yo, we're stupid. And we're under a spell. Like, and you know what I'm saying?
Anytime where the government starts controlling what we're able to see and not see, then we start getting into like a dictatorship rather than a democracy.
Very much so.
I don't want any government having control of what we're able to consume on social media, even if it's bad shit.
Exactly. But the fact that it only gets thrown to me. And only my people are the only ones it's being thrown at. Mm. I bet you turn on Jerry's thing in Richmond Hill in his neighborhood and he probably wouldn't get it from his algorithm.
Yeah.
Unless he's putting himself there and wants to be a guy.
But that's the thing. It's all about what you're choosing to consume, right?
Exactly.
And then the algorithm will feed you more of that.
Okay. So I have some Caucasian friends, right? And their kids aren't around a lot of black children, right? But you know what I mean? They know me. The things they're learning on TikTok is different from what other kids I've seen learning on the inner city on TikTok and what they're watching. They're watching the latest dance. These kids are actually watching how to make something out of like wood or paper or something to benefit themselves, to help them in the future. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're pinpointing it where and what direction and who gets it and who doesn't get it. Right. So my kids now are going to see really a body on the floor. And they're basically stepping over it online.
Yeah, that's going to pop up on their timeline.
On their timeline because of where we live and what maybe I'd watch and what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a slippery slope, right?
It's messed up, bro.
Because like it could be a partially what the person is consuming and then what the algorithm feeds them.
Yeah.
Or it could be, we're feeding you this on purpose.
Yeah. And especially if it's a young mind, I think they're feeding them this on purpose because most kids that are like even 12, they still have a childish side to them. But then as they get older, but don't ever slip. They're still watching Dora the Explorer when they go home after they're chilling with their homies or something. You know what I'm saying? So there's ways they know how to like pin it to us to make us see. Now, no, let's change this kid's mindset.
Sooner or later, all of that's just going to be out the door, bro. That Dora the Explorer stuff and all those little kids cartoons. It's going to be for younger and younger kids because by the time you're 6, 7, fam, I don't give a shit about all that, man. I'm on my iPad. I'm on the phone, consuming like TikTok or whatever. Like, I watch a stupid cartoon my parents put on for me now.
Well, I don't know. Cartoons have a way of doing something to the kids' minds.
Yeah.
And the colors that they use will always make kids attract to it. I don't care if they're from 1 to the age of 7. I believe, right? Because I deal with all those ranges of kids in my household. Every day I see every type of personality. Hell no. And especially them, they're holding on to it. They're holding on to the iPad, but still want to watch the cartoon.
So let me ask you before we get off this topic.
Yeah.
With all of these shootings and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
What do you think makes a little nigga grow up to want to become a shooter?
Maybe they've been a victim before of just not even to say them being shot or anything, a victim of seeing it being happen to them. Maybe their father is passed at a young age and their whole thing is I'm looking for my father's flipping killer, dog. I have little cousins that my uncle's gone and they have to grow up without that, right?
I don't know.
They might be in their head like, yo, I want to revenge my daddy's death. Right? And you know, man lose their friend at a young age. You know what I mean? From gunshot wound, everything, whatever. And then they're like, yo, that's the guy. Guy came out now. Happened when they were 13, 14. Yeah. Now, boom, man's out when he's 21, 22. Fam, I'm going to fly this guy. I've been training all my life to get this guy. It's not about it's what happened.
Because not every, like I've mentioned this, I don't know, maybe off camera, but I don't think that every member of a, let's say of a 6-man crew, every member of the crew is a shooter. There's always one, there's maybe two, maybe guys in the crew tops who are willing to take it all the way there. The rest of the mans are hardcore too. Like they'll beat down niggas. They'll do all kind of crazy shit. But like the guys who are the shooter in the crew, that's a different guy in the crew. You know what I'm saying? The guy who's like, yo, I don't, you know what I mean? Yo, dome that, bro. That guy's a different guy in the crew. There's not like 6 guys in every crew who are all willing to take it there. There's 1 or 2, and then the rest of the mans are like, yo, I support you, fam. I'm not doing that too, though. I'm not killing a nigga.
That
like,
means out of those 6, 2 of them are rats. So that means if one of them... Then if one of the shooters are flipping shooting shit, 2 of the man them get caught.
Like, you know what I mean, though, right?
I know what you mean. I was just thinking another way, too.
There's a guy... Like, if you have 6 guys in the crew and you put the gun in the hand of the guy who's not the shooter and he's like, he'll hesitate, like,
might drop it.
Right? And then the shooter nigga will be like, give me that shit, man. Boom! You know what I'm saying? And just like, well, let's get out of here, bro. But you're looking at that nigga like, damn, bro, you just did it like that? That's a different breed in the crew.
A lot
something different happened in his timeline Then what happened with that, with the other niggas in the crew?
And also, it could just be stupidity. It could just be you just around a stupid ass nigga, too. Because if it's just
stupid, is one thing, but bro, to take somebody's life, bro, like,
you could be an accident murderer. How about that? Man just shot somebody. You didn't mean to flip and shoot. You're an accident.
No, I'm not talking about them, fam. I'm talking about the nigga who's like,
he's a stepper.
Fam, why are you hesitating, fam? Do that, fam. And then he actually is the nigga who's going to take it there. There's not all members of the crew who's guys who's around to just dome a nigga, bro. It's like, then this is just my theory.
Yeah.
There's one or two who are that crazy.
Crazy.
And then the rest of the mans are just thugs. They're hardcore too.
Yeah.
But they're just not like out there just catching bodies, bro. You know what I'm saying? If that was the case, we'd have way more bodies out here, fam. Think about it. Like, there's niggas with 30 man crews. If all 30 mans were ready to catch bodies, bro, there'd be mad bodies out there, bro.
For sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But then but that's the thing. If every 30 man in your crew were ready, really with it, then that means out of your crew, no one's going to die. How about that? I would rather a crew of 30 man that are all with it than me and just another nigga that's with it. Me, him, we might die first. These niggas is running.
Yeah, but
that's the worst crew to be in. I don't want to be six man crew and there's only one man that's ready to fucking shoot. But every six man ready to fucking shoot.
You got to still have the impression like, yeah, I'm willing to do it.
No,
but in reality,
we'll know you're not willing to do it, so you're not coming around when it's time to do it. Sorry, bud. You just hear us chuckling and laughing about it and be like,
well, you know,
you see that guy's face just all over the fucking wall. Like, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about, but it's because I couldn't bring you, because the fact is, I know you're not going to shoot, but I know these next four are. I'd rather be around that. I'm not bringing in less of a guy.
And listen, we're not encouraging
we're just speaking. We're speaking in terms if it was a movie.
Yeah, no, like, I'm just like, what? This is the scenario that like these guys might have to decide. Like, this is why when guys join
and if gangs I'm a smart, and stuff, if I'm a smart shooter, I'm not bringing a guy that's not known to do that. I'm not even going to make sure you're there. You're not even there.
Well, in the States, and I'm sure this happens over here too.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just going off of movies, but
movies are some more times true. It's what happened.
There's ways that they prevent that, right? When it comes to membership to the gang. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to go catch a body. If you're like trying to join this gang, especially like I've heard this in a lot of LA stories. Like,
yeah.
Go catch something, bro. And now if you're out there, like go whatever, some random on the street or whatever, that's go crazy. Catch something. And if you do, now you're in.
Yeah, but now you're throwing up gang signs from a jail cell. So how
no, fam,
in?
Like,
you might get away with it.
Figure it out, fam. But if you're not willing to catch one, we can't trust you.
So, okay, granted. Granted, I understand that.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that from that.
That's when shit gets real, fam. You're part of a real gang now, fam.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys that are loped into those gangs whose daddies were the creators of them gangs, too. Yeah,
and that's where things start getting sticky, because now you got people that are like, okay, you know, you're in because of your dad. You're in because you're part of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to get jumped in, whatever, whatever.
Damn
and then
when
shit gets sticky, that nigga's not willing to shoot.
Oh, because he ain't never stood over nothing before.
Exactly. He didn't have to get the original initiation. This is really disgusting circumstances, but these are what original initiations used to be.
But that's when you turn that nigga who's really stood over something, he turns into a field nigga. Let's just say that he's turning into the field nigga. That's your art. That's your soldiers. That's the ones you really sent out there to go hit up your opposition. Boy. Now hold up. Now the one whose daddy was who was like, you know, G-Lope, triple leg, whoopty whoop. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That nigga right there. That nigga gonna be a lookout dude. Like, he gets to watch the trap house. Like, he in there.
Bag up the work or something.
He bag up 15 years. Like, everybody know that. He ain't gonna kill nothing, no stand over nothing, right?
Yeah.
So there's rules to this shit, right?
Yeah.
You just gotta know how to play them and apply them. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna be rolling with no niggas that just six psychopaths, right? And the one psycho isn't ready to be real psycho today, you staying home.
Well, listen, fam.
You know, they're like, not you personally, but
no, but it can get sticky, fam, because if you have six psychopaths in the crew, right?
Yeah.
You might not get nothing done. You're all just out there killing niggas, bro.
But at least none of you are dying.
Niggas is just too bloodthirsty out there just doing crazy shit. They're just mad, too many psychos in the crew. You need some thinking niggas, bro. Some guys who are like, yo, okay, let's, you know, let's go do a re-up or whatever. Like, don't kill the re-up guy.
We're all looking like, nah.
Yo, we're going to kill something today.
He gotta go.
You can't have.
He got to go.
An 8-man crew of just killers, bro. You got to have some thinkers in there, fam.
I smell pep.
That's why this is why I'm not in the gang.
Never.
I don't even understand it. I don't want to understand it.
They kicked me out the first day. Be like, where are we going on lunch? You know what I'm saying? They just kick me out.
But salute to everybody out there who's trying to stay safe. And condolences to the family of all those people who've, actually, there's two people who deceased. So condolences to those families. You know
condolences, yeah.
I got something here on a little bit of a lighter topic.
The one was the 19-year-old girl.
Really, eh?
Wasn't that 19-year-old girl? Yeah, yeah.
Well, R.I.P. to her.
R.I.P., yeah.
I got something a little bit more light on the topic list here.
Okay.
We love hip hop.
Reaching to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
I don't know if it's that late, actually. Our boy Academics, man.
Man. You see now you?
What, man?
You? You see, sometimes, you see when we're just trill ass niggas and we just stay the fuck in our lane, we don't watch these, nobody? We're never going to be disappointed.
No, but fam, it's not.
You're disappointed.
It's not like we're digging to find that man's information. What? His girl is going crazy, making him look wild, bro.
Yeah, but that's because he, you know what I mean? He went and got a bitch he didn't know from a can of paint.
Now, the girl there in question, this Cheyenne chick that he's still been dealing with.
A girl named Cheyenne Redgen.
And listen, salute to Academics.
Okay? Cheyenne.
Yo, she's making him look crazy here, fam.
She's been making him look crazy, though.
There's a video I'm trying to find here where she was filming him in the crib. Let me go find point and shoot on
This
is the same girl who took the $500,000 from him that he took back. This is the same one.
Cheaper to keep her.
Really, bro?
Cheaper to keep her. But he should have. I don't want to say no more and incriminate myself. But
the one that was screaming in the studio the other day. People remember the other day there was the whole the R word case that was popping up and people were trying to mix the two stories.
Yeah.
And say that the girl screaming in the studio was that. That was already debunked. Okay.
Yeah.
But this right now, that girl, the one that took his money that he's still with. There's a rumor now that she's pregnant. She sent a picture of his Johnson. I'm trying to find the right words.
To his John Dickens.
Yeah, to Wack 100. Adam 22 and Troy Ave, who works for him on the friggin' network.
Yeah.
Right?
To try to throw their thought process off about him.
Fam, how are you keeping this girl, fam? I just don't understand,
bro. Right now it's cheaper to keep her.
And I'm going to pull this up via point and shoot.
I just want to go over this situation.
He looks like a nud.
And this this YouTube break is brought to you by Master Moves Rise. Big salute to Master Moves Rise. They are handling the YouTube premium for us right here. I'm going to go forward here. Salute to point and shoot.
Oh, I just wanted to show you guys that. So that's important. And so now I want to introduce you guys to Che Glizzy, Academics' actual girlfriend, that it would actually matter if she slept with Blueface or not. But I want to show you this girl.
When I saw this the other day, look at her face. Does she don't kind of look like Tekashi baby mother? Like how Tekashi's first baby mother
looks?
They
all look alike, bro. Like what Cat Williams said. They all look alike.
It's the surgery.
They all look alike. No, when you're in that world, they give you this. They go, here, little nigga. Here you go. This is the prototype. This is what you need. This is the box you're going to fuck. This is what I was going to do.
This is the butter pecan package.
This is the butter pecan package. Shut the fuck up. And she's going to ruin your life. And she's going to have babies. And you're going to take it.
take it up the ass.
Oh, man.
She's an absolute devil woman, and she's ruining academics' career, and I think it's hilarious.
No, she's not.
So I want to show you guys some stuff that she posted.
You didn't see what
on,
she posted?
I think Instagram.
Look at this.
Where she's
this is from her Instagram.
Embarrassing academics and laughing and just really having a good time. And I just thought that this was really hilarious. So I'm going to show you.
The lesson, the way how you cheated on me and did me, I realized.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It ain't nothing. It's all good.
The fuck are you talking about?
And by the way, she followed me back on my Instagram, eh? That's a demon. Watch that one.
She's a demon.
Watch that one, bro.
She's a demon.
What the fuck are you even
she's demonized.
About?
Watch what she's doing on her live. Academics.
Huh? Why are you trying to take business?
What are you talking about?
The man's just chilling in the crib, though. Like,
yo, she got the man there with his stomach hanging out on the couch. She's on her live for 250 people, bro. This is academics, fam. This is not just some, this is not freaking Trevor from the freaking Walmart, bro. This is academics, big multi-million dollar freaking streamer, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Get him off the live.
Could happen to the best of them.
Get him off the live, fam. Drop that chick, bro. If your chick is willing to put you on the live, after she done took all this money from you, bro, because, yo, he streamed that night.
I know.
And he had the same clothes. So I'm like, okay, bro, this is like super recent.
I know, but bro, I do you think maybe he's trying to get in on this little Krishan shit? Nah. Blueface?
Ooh, that's a good theory.
Like a lot of these people aren't making money right now, dog. And then she's there like stealing 500K, right? He's like, bitch, you gonna need some. Hey, I'm gonna get you your own check. Hold on. We gonna tap into this market right here. You gonna embarrass me.
That's
you having
a
baby.
Theory.
She's already having a baby now.
That's allegedly. I don't know that allegedly. For sure. Cause I heard Troy Ave say that on his show. That yo, Axe having a baby. I heard Axe having a baby.
Yeah. So if he having that, right? Like, this is baby Mizzle now. He had to put her on now, nigga. She ain't ugly.
But now he's kind of stuck with her, fam. Because, yo, fam. Bro, I'm looking at academics, and he's not on his own Instagram. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey.
And it's not on some popping superstar's Instagram. It's on some girl who has 250 people who are watching the live, fam.
They ain't going nowhere. But now, bro, we got a
we're watching it because a reaction video channel is freaking picking this up, bro.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
This could be detrimental to the bank, fam.
You think so?
Bro.
Really?
This brings up
this is a disgruntled woman.
Okay. And this brings up a topic
that
me and my girl were discussing before at home.
Yeah.
And I'll bring it over here to the pot.
Let's go.
Why do girls who, let's say this girl is supposed to be his upcoming baby mother.
Yeah.
Why would you try to destroy your baby dad's empire when you're going to need the money? If you crush the man's empire and now he can't make no money off of his likeness because you basically defamed his character, made him look crazy because of your anger and, yo, oh, he fucked this other bitch and da 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 da. So I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah.
You're destroying the person who has to take care of your kid.
Mm-hmm. And then after when he can't, you're the waste man.
Now you're a deadbeat.
Now you're a
fam,
deadbeat.
You destroyed my empire. I can't make money off my likeness because you keep on putting me on Instagram, embarrassing
me. That's the power of pussy. And gross. He's letting pussy control him. So what it is now, he's turning to a girl clown.
No, but why do girls do that?
Why do they do it?
Yeah, because this is not uncommon, fam. Girls do this. They get their guys locked up or D-boys and shit.
Hold on. Because they never liked you in the first place, nigga.
Yeah, but he has to help take care of your kid, fam.
They never loved you in the first place. They don't care. They'd rather your life be shit because life goes on. So they'll deal with it as long as your life ain't going on now. They'll get better. And they want to see you fail at that moment.
But if you fail, you fail for the whole family.
No, you're not their family no more. They never liked you. They were just, remember, this is energy. This is sex. This is things like people have sex with someone and then they don't like them after, fam.
You're right.
People have kids with someone and then they don't like them after, fam. You'd be like, what the fuck was I doing? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to see it like, this is what he's going through. He's never been in, like, let's say, even in love before. This is his first time. Like, this is his first rodeo. This is like, he's probably got burnt. This girl's, he's burnt this bitch now probably like 3-4 times already. Like, they're going through shit men go through when they're like in their early teens, late teens, going into the 20s.
Yeah.
He's doing it now in his 30s. He's late. If you're just watching a late bloomer, that's why he's caught. That's why he can tell you, yo, almost got robbed. That's why he can tell you, oh, this happened. I fell asleep. Mansum greased the girl that I brought through and da 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 da. Now they're claiming rape. Those are things that happen those to kids in high school.
Too much mistakes, bro.
I'm telling you.
Yo, and the thing is, the reason it hurts me boomer. Is because I mess with Ak heavy, fam. I've been watching the man's content from time. I've seen his come up. Don't let all of this get taken away from you because of one girl, bro. And it's not even one girl. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
He's had other ones in the past that have gone almost as nuclear, but then he ends up dropping them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now he has one that like, yo, fam, like you're just getting into toxic relationship. Like, fam, I'm looking at this nigga on her Instagram live, bro. I can't get over that, fam.
Yeah, but yo, bro, when he's knee deep in that ass, he's like, holy smokes. You know what I mean? He probably saying some thanks to her that, you know what I mean? That's why he has her. That's why she got him like this.
Like, fam, put yourself in the shoes.
I don't want to, but okay.
Like, you're just laid up. And you're up M's, okay? We're doing what we're doing. We're up M's.
Yeah.
And your girl's just cheesed at you. She just pushed, posting you. You're not even camera ready, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
And she just pissed at you and she's just posting you in your worst look, bro.
Yeah. You know what?
Just because you're arguing.
Yeah. That's the evilness to it. You gotta expect it. When it comes from them women, you know what I mean?
But fam, you wouldn't have it, bro. I know you wouldn't have it.
I know. Bro, phone, like, honestly, the phone would be, like, before you even enter my home, the phone would be put away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't even have a phone around me.
Yeah, but that's your girl, fam.
It doesn't matter.
It's not just a ting.
Now you're going to make me sound crazy, but it wouldn't fucking matter. Sorry. But because of the fact that if you did it once, fool me once, what? Something twice, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's even allowing the person to be around him right now.
He's in her crib. This is not his crib.
Oh, he's in her crib?
I don't know if that's her crib or one his apartment. Because he said he has apartments that he just uses now.
So now she's showing us, yo, don't make this nigga fool you guys when he comes on his little potty thing and little streams telling blah, 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 talking all his stories when he right here laid up on my little shitty couch right now.
Okay. That's a problem, fam.
For him?
Yes. For him. Because if that's how he wants to be publicly and he's a public figure.
But he's already known as a simp in a sense. So he might as well continue just going with the simp route. Put the girl on, bro.
Just drop her, fam.
Drop her. It's cheaper for him to keep her right now. You're mad. The things that look, she already went and put out his buddy pics. God only knows what else she's probably had. Now she's probably really not. Now that same moment right there. She probably just greased him off and did all types of sodomy to him. You don't even know, fam. You don't know. And then she has him up right now. So you can't even say diddly squat.
I think, and listen, with all due respect to Ak, I think she has something on over him.
Yeah.
That's making it where it's like, I can't leave her.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't leave her.
Ak, blink twice if you need help.
Yes, man.
Blink twice. Blink twice if you need help, fam. Or we'll be there. We're sliding through. Got you. I'm not no little Ak minion or nothing. But at the end of the day, fam, I'm telling you, like, if you need us, because when he first came through and was like, yo, this is what's going on. I was like, yo. Is this guy trying to like show me, say, like the Illuminati's in his house and he can't do nothing about it right now? Like,
nah, fam. The girl could take his money, cheat on him, out his dick pics, and expose him online, and he's still keeping her, fam. Yo. And I refuse to believe that anybody's pussy's that good.
No.
Like, everybody says that, but no pussy be that good to take that kind of abuse, bro. Good.
It's just like right now, for him, it's cheaper to keep her for him right now.
Yeah, because if he lets her go, she's going to let out the raft that's going to make him lose millions.
No, she's already saying he doesn't have that. That's when he came with the little excuse. I got money here, money here, money here, money here. Remember, a woman is very, when they're scoring, they're looking at it for what it is. You don't have 30 M's in your bank account, but you may have it distribute throughout. You know what I mean? Through what you're doing. So she just, no, you don't have that. So let's see if you really do. She's testing him.
She's socially murdering him, bro. Yeah,
bro, she's the real, yo, they're the, your woman, sometimes the closest one to you is the real blogger.
I've never seen any, this is actually to me worse than the blue face Krishan thing.
She's probably in the next room when he's just sitting there and she's using a different account and fucking mock doing like trolling him.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, nigga, I'm right outside the house right now. I'm gonna kill you. Like,
you know who he is, bro?
What is he?
He's the new Sam Rothstein. You remember Casino?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Oh.
Remember in Casino, he married the chick.
Yeah.
She was hoeing.
Yeah.
And then on the wedding day, she was calling her pimp on the phone. She was sending him money that she was stealing from Sam Rothstein.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what she was doing.
She was taking money from him and giving it to other guys in Houston and stuff. That's literally from Casino, bro.
So this is what...
She probably never even seen it.
Seen this movie. It's too young.
It's just whole ways, bro.
It's just whole activities.
Holes of a feather flock together, bro.
Yeah. I get you, right? But see, that's on him. You know what I mean? Because he let them in. She probably seen him do a couple things that he wasn't supposed to do in front of no bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Next thing you know, because remember, his job is to report Wagwan in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times we've never had nothing over him. This is where I'm telling you, if you want us to stay interested in him, because some people could be running out of gas when it comes to him.
Yeah.
Like some people could be over him. This is juicy.
Yeah.
Because we've never had nothing on him. It's like having juicy news on a person from, you know what I mean? TMZ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, one of the writers are doing this, but like they're normally writing about you.
The camera got turned around.
But like I said, I'm telling you, for some reason, I'm thinking he's turning it around on himself.
So you think that they're making content?
He's making great content.
So that later on they can shop this to like Zeus or something.
It's already being shopped because he's probably monetized it. Once it starts getting on, and then he puts it to his academy.
I'm not mad at it still. I can see it. Now that you brought that angle, that might be the reason why the man just taking all this abuse.
Yeah, you have to take the lick. You're going to make back my $500K, but you're going to make your own damn money so you don't steal from me again. And if you ever steal from me again, I'm going to cut your little light-skinned fingers off.
Man, that was a dropper, bro.
I'm telling you, in this situation, it's going to be cheaper to keep her. That girl knows every little nook and cranny of what you did before and what you're doing right now. You got to kind of just chill.
I got to get you a whole network show so that I can tame you.
They'll know if you put some potato chips on her head, they're going to know it was you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't even do that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, nah, man. You got to, like, he's going to have to keep her, but she is kind of embarrassing his ass by, look at him. He looks like he's like at his mom's house right now.
Look at this.
In the fucking trap pants.
Wow. So she's secretly with like a curry stain.
No shame, fam. Look at this.
Oh, man. Ak, you looking crazy.
She got him looking wild, fam.
And he probably looking at some big booty bitch.
The man's just trying to lay up, have it. Yo, imagine. Okay. And we'll get off of this in a second. But like this guy, he's always on camera. You know what I'm saying? He's highly publicized. You want some private time. You're just trying to chill now. Let me just lay low before I get back on stream tonight. Ray Tay Tay. And your sanctity, your woman is still taking that private time and busting it open for the public, bro. Like, fam, like, you can
But nobody knew who she was before. Now it's out there. He's being, like, basically, he's been fighting this. Because everybody's like, yo, Ak, you don't have no gal, blah, 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 blah. Everybody always gets at him. Mm-hmm. Go eat another cheeseburger. She's accepting him for his fat ass. Let's just put it that way. Because she obviously with him. She obviously done had sex with him multiple times. So that's what she into, right? So I've never seen her before. You're not expecting Ak. Everybody would be thinking Ak don't got a pretty girl right now. Let's just be real.
I think that's bullshit. He got crazy dough.
Don't mean shit. That don't mean shit. I've seen the ugliest niggas with no dough. bag the baddest bitch.
Yeah, but it right? helps.
Well, it does.
It helps.
And in this situation, he got a little bit, so he can. It helps, right? Mm. But you're not expecting her to be like extremely pretty, right? She's very pretty.
Yeah.
So in this situation, this is probably the first prettiest girl he's ever fucking had.
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
No,
I think people underestimate academics. I'm not no D writer or anything.
Okay,
so I think that man's been getting girls before he got famous, and
any man can get gal, right? But then when you get a certain caliber and it starts going up, it goes up because your money went up.
Yeah,
so you're attracting a better quality of women, hopefully.
And with all due respect, hopefully. I don't think that she's the level up of having $1 million. She's, with all due respect, again,
yeah,
somebody you can get even if he didn't have $1 million. Obviously, because niggas who don't have it,
yeah, get bad
still business. Got her. You know what I'm saying? The nigga that she's cheating with or cheated with or whatever probably don't have as much money as Ak.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
But listen, man, Ak, blink twice, like Dusty said.
Blink. just hit me up, man. Yeah. Let me know what's going on.
Send a DM, be like, yo, fam, I need help.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Don't send a DM. She might have it traced. I don't want to get in no trouble, fam. Rebel News. Did you see what happened with them? With the homie from Rebel News? Do you watch Rebel News?
Yes.
Now, Rebel News.
I could have missed something, but hold on, go on.
They're a very controversial news network here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They break a lot of stories. They're not monetized on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I'll tread a little lightly.
Is it the one with the UK?
Nah.
In the UK?
So what happened? Oh, they're perfect. Perfect. Those guys are great with this. So let's make this a little bit bigger.
Oh, yes, I see this. He got arrested.
DC is not a terrorist group.
Yes.
Why is your government supporting Islamic?
She got a little swing in her hips there, eh? What are you? So let me bring it back a little bit, because I want you to see what happened there. Did he? Because they arrested him and they're saying,
fam, the little Indian lady tripped over something and made it look like he almost pushed him. And then he said he pushed the cop. Right. It looked like he watch. See,
why is your government supporting?
Look at the space between them.
What? I ran into the.
You're under arrest for assault. Why are you pushing me? You're under arrest for assault.
Who are you?
You're under arrest for assault. Police, you're under
poor,
arrest.
Poor Indian lady, I'm about to blame it on her.
You pushed into you. I was just scrubbing. I got my credentials here and you just bumped into me. It's like,
police, you're under arrest.
What is your name in your bag?
See those eyes? Those faltering cop eyes, bro. Those you could see them through the car when they're
the man looked through his soul,
bro. Man, yo, gave me the heebie-jeebies.
You've been told you're under arrest.
Why am I under arrest? He broke my legs.
He broke my legs.
I was just scrumming Christian Freeland.
I'm a police officer. You're under arrest.
What is your name and your badge number?
I'm assaulting a police officer.
How is that possible?
For assaulting a police officer.
You assaulted me 3 years ago.
We love it.
A few years ago.
You mean I was asking questions aggressively?
No, your actions were. You were almost pushing everybody over.
You were almost pushing everybody over.
And you bumped into him.
Fam, there was nobody there, fam. It's him.
I know.
The Christia Freeland.
Yeah.
Right? And the Indian lady.
And the Indian lady.
Who was he pushing over?
The Indian lady actually walked up a bit faster and then got around. So it kind of looked, you know what I mean? They play it how they want to play it, though.
And just for some context also, he's free. He's not, he's not in jail or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's good.
They did let him go shortly after, but
they did that for the cameras.
Bro, they're treating, even look at the look on her face when they made the move. Watch her.
But she crossed it over. Look at this crossover. Boom! She went the next way.
But look at her face.
She took the screen.
Look at a smile.
I know. She took the screen and was like, ha, straight to the hoop. Laid it up. They done fucked him up. They done messing him up, man.
She's like, oh, but that's the thing.
I know.
Maybe that was like a pre-planned thing. Like, yo, if this motherfucker walks up on me again,
yeah,
get him. Because these guys right now, they're like public enemy number one when it comes to the news.
Yeah, they're unraveling stuff.
Yeah. They get to it.
Yo, they were in a couple of trap houses.
Yo, bro, this guy especially, this David Menzies guy.
Yeah,
Menzies.
He goes off.
He goes off, and he's a vet off at the thing. Yo, right?
He's like a Jojo Chinto. Mm. Like he's like a what's the other guy? Something Daily. Mark Daly?
I don't even know. I remember Jojo Chinto.
Remember the guy with the voice?
Oh yeah.
Something Daily.
I remember that guy. I think he passed away.
But the guy with the voice.
Yeah.
He used to run up on people like that.
Bro, this guy is, if you're somebody who is like a quote unquote bad actor in the government or just anywhere out there, bro.
He's on you.
They're public enemy number one. Their whole team.
Yeah, I know. They're on you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're on you. You know I'm about these things.
Rebel News?
You know I'm on this.
What do they got? 1.6 million subs?
Yeah, man.
Not monetized.
Because you can't.
And listen,
look what happens
to them. As a channel that's been demonetized a few times,
I don't even want to laugh. I wasn't even
laugh. I'm like, I just don't want to be, I don't want to give them too much big up because YouTube's probably like, yeah, you like that, eh? You like them. You like Rebel News, eh?
I'm not saying nothing.
but the thing is, I like them, fam.
I love it.
These guys, they do their thing, but it's unfair because what they are pushing, they're not pushing anything like any harmful messages, in my opinion.
It's a freedom of speech thing.
And they're just trying to expose what they feel is the truth or the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Which is most of the time the truth.
But then YouTube's like, we don't like that.
But you can still put it up because we know about that.
Well, they need YouTube and they use YouTube because they still get to take their audience and put, you know, show, hey, join our Patreon, do all these different things, you know, fundraising, different things like that. They'll use the YouTube channel to create the awareness.
What about Rumble?
They're on everything.
Yeah.
Right? And they create the awareness through their YouTube channel to go to those different platforms.
Yeah.
But the fact that those guys, for just how much love they do get, can't monetize it, is kind of crazy, bro.
Very crazy. But now they're probably on X.
They're on everything, bro. I heard one lady talking about a site that I never even heard of. I was like, they got to get it where they can. Because
how does that work though? When you're not, how does that work? Even for like Alex Jones and those guys, they're so banned. Like, I don't know how it works. Like, how do they continue making
donations, man? Oh. They get a lot of donations, bro. Yeah,
donations. Makes
sense. Yeah. Same with Fresh and Fit. They're still alive and well, and their donations come in via Rumble and different things like that.
Wow.
Right? You can do something called a Rumble rant. And listen, this is not an ad for Rumble. Okay, YouTube, just chill. But, you know, you can do Rumble rants and different things like that. And that's how people send their donations.
Okay.
So these companies that are quote unquote banned or demonetized or deplatformed.
Yeah.
If they're popular enough, they can still survive. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, they got 1.6 million subs.
Yeah, bro.
Right? They can still get their message out there. YouTube's obviously not going to push them in the algorithm.
No, not at all.
Right?
Not at all.
But
Instagram does.
Instagram. But even Instagram bans these guys, bro.
You
know,
I'm telling you, censorship is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean? That's a mother.
Yeah, man. But salute to this guy, man. Like David Menzies.
Mm.
That was a bad move, bro. I just didn't like that.
I know, and you could just see it in his vulture eyes. Like he just was like, "This is my moment."
Yeah,
cameras are rolling.
They did him dirty, bro.
Everybody's gonna know me now.
Yeah.
How they do the little old man, eh?
Yeah.
I'm just doing my job.
Don't get me wrong, though. He can come off a little harsh, though.
Yes, I know. But they treated him like a brother.
He got his wake-up moment.
Where that brother, look at the brother right there. The brother's like, listen, you know you cannot. You don't have to say nothing, eh?
Yeah.
The man's like, you know, that's that look. You know you don't have to say nothing, eh?
Yeah.
Don't say a word, eh? Because I seen that. They bumped into you.
Yeah.
They treated him like him.
Yeah, fam.
Bro, I'm telling you,
this you got to watch out, fam. This as even with you, Scary Potter, who you know you love to listen. We all love to get to the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Very
but you're on the conspiracy theories. If you start rising in this content game and you want to get up on these streets and start really looking for the truth.
Ooh, whoa, whoa.
You don't get at these politicians and stuff like that, bro.
Whoa.
How far are you willing to
do
take this?
Have them with a fucking X on my back, you know, from the jump of the gate. I'm doing this a little more slick. You know what I mean? You gotta enter through the hood. It's through the kids you gotta get through. You know what I mean? They're the strongest person.
Yeah, because he's clearly got an X on his back.
Yeah, but
that guy?
But see, he has an X on his back through like a lot of people who are like older. Right? Now, you got these young children, these younger adults that are hip because they invented the internet.
Yeah.
And now the truth is being told. You can't block everything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You can't censor everything. So now there's a bunch of kids seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a whole bunch of younger generation fans.
I seen it now on Six Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I originally seen this.
Right there. I already knew. And I was like, ha, you got your moment, dog.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it took for us to relate to him by him getting arrested, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Listen, man, salute to Rebel News. This is in no way an ad for Rebel News. Okay, once again, salute to those guys. I don't know, man.
I say salute and I say continue doing your thing.
Yeah, keep going hard.
And the truth will be told. You know what I mean? Holler at us.
Yeah.
You don't want to chop it up.
Speaking of truth tellers, big salute to Steedman Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steedman Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steedman Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer! Big salute to this episode's sponsor, Exotic Hot Pots, with great strains and merch and delivery all across the GTA. You can hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, or subscribe to their Telegram at Exotic Hot Pot. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Salute to the sponsors. Cheer. Your boy.
They're the best. They're the best.
He's back.
It's good to tell the truth.
So your boy Orlando Brown,
you always put me and my boy when it comes to these crazy motherfuckers. When it's a crazy motherfucker, this nigga be like,
"See, I sent you the link."
God, I was like, "I was already there, buddy."
Dusty was already halfway through it.
Like, yeah, I'm Jesus too. You know what I mean?
So Orlando Brown jumped on the Cam Capone News podcast and. He's been on there a few times, but this time he came back with a vengeance. The title of the video on YouTube was Orlando Brown will be canceled after this interview.
But he's like, no, I won't because I'm Jesus.
So this is from my Instagram. This is his take on why Will Smith is mad at Jada Pickett.
All the wigs when it comes down to Jada's head. And what the... does Will Smith grab when he lays down in bed?
Oh my God. When he gets the...
I'm just saying some real shit, man. You know, are you gripping when she's gobble, squabble, squabble, giving the boom, boom, bop, shoo-ba-dap, ah, boom-bop, doo-dap, ah, boom-bop, doo-dap, ah, doo, yeah. I had to hit him with that.
I love the truth tellers.
The pauses are crazy.
But all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, where's the hair down there? Will is very mad. Will, I know you're mad.
Will,
you're pissed.
Pissed.
The pod.
Do you think?
You smack her?
Can I be real?
Her head when you
when you do those pauses?
All the wigs when you.
I was like, what's wrong with my phone? I thought someone was calling me something. I was like, what's wrong with my phone? I still do.
Oh, man.
Go on. That was just a sidetrack.
This is my guy. Cam Capone is Will Smith.
Okay. I got to go to the real tape. All right. We got to go to the tape.
Yeah.
Because that became a ongoing trend in this new Orlando Brown interview. Everybody was somebody else. Where are we at right now? 460,000 in one day.
They just need to respect him. I always say that.
Said RuPaul. RuPaul is Jay-Z.
RuPaul. He said
facelift.
RuPaul is Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I think Blueface is, what did I, what were we talking?
Mace.
Blueface is Mace. Hold on. I could, listen, I could put this from any part of the video. There's no timestamps in here.
And it goes in.
And it could just be something entertaining, yo.
To the person that wanted to be a Kappa.
Oh, okay, okay.
You want to be Kappa. You want to be Alpa. Whatever the fuck it is, okay? We're going to haze you and haze you and haze you until you are a Kappa.
Hold on.
A goat.
Okay. The thing is, people think that Orlando Brown is crazy, and to a degree, he says crazy things.
Things,
right?
Yeah,
and he's mentally sometimes he's
he's an actor.
You think he just goes in and just acts it all up?
I shit you not. He would walk in here right now and he'd be like, "Okay, guys, you ready to go?" And as soon as we'd be like, "Whoa."
Yeah, he turns it on.
Because he's an actor, he's a childhood actor. Come on, this is how he makes his money. But he's not getting jobs.
The thing is, he does this, I'm crazy, I'm saying all these wild things, and then sneaks little truth bombs in there, bro. Because here in this clip, he's talking about Diddy and Cassie, right? But he also compared it to hazing in the fraternities and stuff like that, and saying this hazing that goes on, you just didn't like the hazing.
That's
watch this.
That's what happened. People sold their souls to Diddy.
Yeah.
And then they're mad now because the hazing process was a little bit rougher than they thought. You can't, the king. Why do you think I love Diddy so much? You're not gonna dethrone this man because he know how to get you there. By way of hazing you, I call it haze.
Wake up, bad
and
boy.
We're gonna still do this. We're gonna still do this. It's not gonna stop.
Bad boy.
Take that. It's still gonna happen. We got 3 million and we're still waking up in the morning drinking cognac, screaming bad boy.
Okay. He makes it like
yeah.
I'm wild, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But everything he's saying is he's not capping, fam.
And you know, did he go in like this in the house with a champagne?
And he keeps on saying 3 million instead of, and then Cam Capone tried to correct him and say 30 million. And he was like, whatever, 3 million. Cause I guess maybe he knows something that we don't of what Diddy paid to get the, cause we never found out what the settlement was. They never said the amount that Diddy paid in the settlement.
I think if it was three mil, they would have been like, Diddy, you cheap son of a, cause you've been touching all these people this whole time, right?
Hey.
But it could be three.
From
three
what
million.
He's saying.
Cause he kept saying 3 million. I know.
No, but like he's saying, you guys were just mad at the hazing, but you came in for the hazing. You wanted to be famous. You sold your soul.
That's what he told
you. You're mad at the conditions of what you sold your soul under. Yeah. You can't be mad now.
Yeah. So you want back your soul. You're kind of doing what Kanye did when he gave up his mom.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that it's right or anything like that. But what he's saying is like, yo, this is what happens. You can't be mad now and call lawsuit when you agreed to this in the first place.
Yeah. See,
from what he's saying. Hold on, let me go a little further in here.
You see when he talked about GOAT,
mm-hmm.
greatest of all time, and he said you'd rather be a great because a GOAT is sacrificed. He goes, if you notice any of these GOATs have all been killed.
I was spitting. Like, yeah. I wish this was timestamped, man.
I go, I ain't never going to be, don't call me a GOAT. Call me a great.
I always want to troll somebody, bro. Come at me with it. like seriously. Oh, yeah, you don't want to play with Orlando. You don't want to play with Jesus, do you? You want to play with Jesus? Let's not play with Jesus. You want to play with me, boy? Playing games, but...
I don't know what he was
doing. And they use that against them, man. They use that kind of stuff against people.
I don't know what he was doing off the camera there.
Hey, break it out of a line. Keep going.
Why are you happy for him?
I'm happy for him because, you know what? There's a lot of murderers. There's a lot of rapists. There's a lot of... You got it now. You got.
Hold on.
Between Offset and Krishan, and allegedly they hooked up, and so Cardi B isn't happy about this. And
oh no, Offset is Mace.
Divorce him.
You mean Mace?
Thank you.
Don't get mad at me.
This nigga's crazy.
You mean Mace? Yeah, that's cool.
What's your reaction to that?
To Cardi B being Mace?
To her leaving Offset.
Offset didn't want to Mace no more.
Hey. The way the man's looking at it, he's like, duh, are you stupid?
He's done.
Don't get mad at me.
How do you feel about Blueface sending Cardi B snapshots of their text messages? Kind of.
You mean Raven? Raven.
That's who he is.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like Raven is okay as Blueface. I think that's where she needs to stay.
Because they all have facelifts. They all have facelifts. RuPaul is Jay-Z walking around with a facelift.
So he's saying that, what, are these guys doing some body snatchers thing in this guy's imagination? Nah,
he's like, yo, fam. This is scary.
Krishan is, or sorry, Blueface is
Raven Simone.
Is Raven Simone.
Cardi B is Mace.
Cardi B is Mace.
I said, don't want to fuck Mace no more.
Bro, I don't know where this guy was taking the culture
No, I get him. I'm so convinced. I'm like, this nigga seen some shit we never seen before. And he just knows to stay the hell away from this.
What do you think they did to this guy, bro?
Oh, you tried to say they gave him MK Ultra.
That's what my shorty was saying.
And I'm not trying to mock that. Because every time I've gotten the strand MK Ultra, it sucked. And I never want to smoke it. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like whatever MK Ultra really is that they put into you, it's nothing that has you on those levels of like sanity, I think.
I also think like, because he was a child actor, right? He got to see a lot of wild things from a young age.
Got kidnapped.
Yeah. And maybe he got behind some of those closed doors and they're like, yo, bro, you know.
We'll let you go, but you got to play with these toes. Got to play with my toes.
And he might have done some drugs that have just like...
altered his mind?
Like forever, oh, fam.
Remember what we said.
But not like talking about like the ones that you can go buy from a dealer, like special shit. Like, yo, do this. Try this. And like, he might be an experiment to me, bro.
You sound like them though, dog. You can't do that. Nigga, please. What I fucking just tell you, nigga? This nigga seen some shit we never seen before.
Left Rick.
Yeah, like, come on, dog. No, I feel you though, because I think like that too, but then I have to come back to earth and be like, this is a nigga, right? We gonna kick and scream. You cannot.
No, he escaped. They gave him all the drugs, but he escaped and now he's talking publicly.
No. They ain't get nothing in him. They ain't get nothing in him.
There's like some him. Shock therapy, a few things.
Okay, that possibly, right? But like he's told you, don't party with Diddy. You gotta say no, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably been almost there. And then they're like, as soon as they're about to snap him up, like Damon Wayans would call him and be like, hey, listen, buddy, don't be on that block right now. They're going to come and get you because those are his elders.
I feel like, I don't think so, fam. I think he got caught up in all of the debauchery that happens in Hollywood. He partook in it and it's affected his mind in a way now where like when you see him, it might be a shtick that he's doing, but it's partially him,
okay.
Fam.
Okay. Now, okay.
One like Hollywood messed him up.
What do you mean? Then they would already got rid of him, just like what's his name? Aaron Carter. They already got rid of him. They already got rid of him. He a nigga. They'd have put it in his weed. They'd have put it in his alcohol.
Maybe
they'd
the have time
put it in his barbecue chicken and his fried chicken one day when he go to his they killed his ass. What are you talking about?
Maybe his time's coming.
No, it's not. It's not. They're not attacking us like that. They can't get us like that. Okay, let me show you something. If you're gonna, okay, the whole point in them is to not let you know that we know they know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, okay, he has enough, okay, he's seen it. And if it's happened to him, it's happened to him. But he is not one of their minions anymore.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And let's just say, like, he spoiled goods. So even though he's releasing it, they put the narrative out that, yo, he crazy.
He's crazy.
But he's not.
Yeah.
You gotta be the real one to be like, let's just say you really knew him personally. You'd be like, nah, nigga, he ain't talking no shit and he ain't crazy because he still roll up his blunt the same. He's still fucking bitches and he still got his kids going to school and doing what he gotta do every day. When he gets there, he snaps into this mode because he's an actor. So he's giving it to you so juicy than him just being really serious. Yeah, you're right. Pause. Right? You're right. But he's giving it to you really serious. Mm. Like if he was to give it to us very serious, like, guys, watch out. Kids, do not go here. Do not.
It's not going to have the same amount of views on it.
Thank you.
It's not going to be clippable.
Thank you.
Like, I was just watching it last night, like, oh, I could clip this. I could clip this. I could clip this. Thank
you. And I'll be real. It's funny as shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's ready to do some stand-up. And that's all he got to do is just talk about the conspiracies and everything like that. What's going on. Whatever, there's a lie, there's some truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think what I think is, he gives it to us in the way that we make it look like he makes himself look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said earlier, in between that, he drops them gems.
They're truth bombs, bro.
So how the hell he crazy?
That initiation or that hazing thing, that hit hard, fam.
Thank you.
I was like,
thank you. You think if he was
he's spitting.
Now you think if he would, you think if he was being a an experiment, he'd even be able to talk this talk.
Mm.
They'd have him in movies, or they're just in movies, and he'd be a guppy.
Yeah.
They'd really have him as a guppy. They have no control over me. He's a nigga. He's probably hiding in the hood somewhere. They ain't going there.
Yeah, yeah. But they keep him broken up so that he can never be up. You know what I'm saying?
Every nigga see him. He getting his paper, though. Every time I see him, he got a new chain on. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Next time you see him, he probably have his hair all different color, looking like Dennis Rodman again. But
if we get to see him again.
Yeah, you're right. But you're right.
This might be our last time seeing Orlando Brown, bro.
But it's like, oh, man, this is the only way these guys can get their point across, because they always do that.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Because he was talking about Martin Luther King. He's like, coming back for reparation.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what I'm doing. Right? So it's he has a lot to say where it kind of makes sense, though.
Dog. Yeah.
I fuck with it.
And salute to Cam Capone for getting these, bro, because he used to be on Vlad more often. I don't know what happened to his relationship with Vlad, but hey, Cam Capone picked that up. I got you. You dropping that ball, I'm going to pick that up. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Vlad trying to expose me too much. He dealing with aliens.
Yeah.
He said, I seen the alien come through in the studio. I said, hell no.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus. Yeah.
I got one more thing here before we What's get out up? Of here. I might have a hard time picking up the article. But I was seeing something where a man can get arrested if you post the Amazon guy stealing your shit.
Yeah. Because it's their private business if they're a criminal. It's still criminal activity that they wouldn't want to be exposed. Say that's their job, right?
Make that make sense to me, fam. Because I was watching, I don't know, maybe it was Real Toronto News. I'm going to go pull it up here.
Yeah.
But this guy there was a policeman warning people that if you go and you film these Amazon workers or whatever, like, you know, bad actors out there stealing your shit, that you'll catch a charge.
Yeah, it's just like if they broke into your house and they fell. They can sue, turn around and sue you. Make that make sense.
That's crazy.
So it's just the same way. It's like you're innocent until proven guilty.
Actually, it was more like if you post these niggas. Like, yeah, I guess you can't post them on Facebook and different places.
Because because let's just say they're still fighting the case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's kind of like tampering with evidence.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Especially if it happened to you. What are you fucking showing anybody? Throw all that and send that ass to court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess from that angle, because you can mess up your own case right?
Yeah. Right?
But fam, somebody go steal some packages from you, bro, and you post that like, yo, look out for this guy. This guy's out here stealing packages, bro. And then you get a case, bro. That's kind of wild, man.
Okay, okay. I'll tell the truth. On my street, right, we have Neighborhood Watch, right? Now, I'm in the group, not in the Neighborhood Watch group, but there is a WhatsApp group.
Right.
So we used to have, there's this thing called the Porch Pirates.
Mm.
I was like, get the hell out of here. Instantly, I went and got some cameras and hooked it up. Fam, I one day seen the Porch Pirate. You know what I'm saying? Just creeping and lurking on the street. And he was stealing packages. This is like just before Christmas. Whopping down the packages. We got a good picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they basically made flyers.
So basically,
they said, watch out for this person. They got a good picture, like a good colored picture of him. And was like, watch out for this person.
And like, let's say you post that in the group, right?
What, we posted, the person posted in the group, yes.
You could be liable. Or the person who's posting it could be liable.
Well,
this is what the problem is.
Yeah, but you gotta understand now, there's a liable, like, neighborhood watch, right? So would it be, if you're sending it to the neighborhood?
You're supposed to just go right to the police. Like, this is the person, we got a video of the person who's stealing.
Yeah.
Here, give it to the boy then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Because if now, like, you post it on, there's an app called Neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
You post it on Neighborhood, look out for this guy who's stealing packages.
Yeah.
And then the police arrest this guy. They go on the app, see the video, find the person who posted it. They're coming to that guy's house too and arresting that person for posting.
Yeah, but how would they have done their job if that person never had posted it?
Hey.
I get everything, what's going on, right? But there is some, like I said before, you have rights too. You're innocent until proven guilty, right? And then you're also, you have rights. Like if you were to go walk into a person's house, you're about to rob it and you fall and broke your neck, fam, you could still sue the person.
You got to remember also, we're living in a country where if somebody comes in your house and you pop them,
You go to jail. Yeah.
Right? There's and a man who just literally, he had to beat that case. Salute to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He had to beat that case, bro. Yeah. To be able to, when multiple people came in his house and he laid them out, fam, on some Gucci Mane shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had to fight the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Protecting his own family.
Sad.
So.
Sad.
We're in a country also where, you know, you make your neighborhood aware or make more people aware that this person's stealing.
Yeah.
And you can go to jail.
It's really, what would you say it is then?
We're living in China though, bro.
Is that, what are you saying? China? China can?
Bro, I don't feel that we're living in the democracy that they say that we're supposed to be living in. That's all I'm saying.
Well, because they brought in cheaper laborers. Right. So there's obviously going to be, you know what I mean? There's going to be more competition for jobs. There's all types of stuff going on right now.
But the rules that we have here with, you know,
when it comes to the law, for
the laws are
to benefit.
Yeah. It's just wild, fam.
It's very wild.
You know what I'm saying? You can't defend yourself. You can't, you know, create awareness for thieves, all of these different things end you up in jail over here in Canada, bro.
Madness.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there, man.
What are you saying? Trying to move.
Oh, hell yeah.
Trying to get out of this.
Oh, bit. Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm not spending the rest of my years in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you're saying go Barbados.
Barbados, yeah. Florida.
Yeah.
Something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Trust me.
I'm out of here soon.
Let's get out of here ourselves, man.
Yeah, man.
Let me get some tunes for the road here.
Yeah, eh?
Oh, you're not ready for that?
No, I'm playing Quattro.
You're not ready for that? You got more stories for me?
No story time with flipping Dusty Wallace Scary Potter today. Cut me up. Looking crazy this week.
All right, let's make a move, man. Everybody's oldest girlfriend. Yo, unblock Dusty, yo.
Trap.
Check it deep.
Not there.
Big salute to Sean Paul.
Yeah, man. Hip-hop.
What you got planned for the week, brother?
Just doing some radio. Got a couple interviews to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I do interviews too, guys. Just to let you guys know. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just let the world know. But like, I got some interviews I got to do. You know what I mean? I don't want to put them out there yet, but some good interviews for radio. 89.5 CIUT.
Yes, sir.
6 Degrees Radio with me, Maloney, and DJ Slam.
That's
really it.
Yeah, man. Listen, man.
What are you doing?
I guess might have another exclusive popping off just now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We're stacking up the interviews, man.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to the members out there, man.
Yeah.
For all the people who are still listening to this end of the podcast on the in the listening audience.
Yeah.
And if you're a YouTube, if you watch us on YouTube, become a member.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those interviews, they're just sitting there for members to watch already, fam.
Mm.
We out here, fam.
Game. The homegirl Money James.
You remember, hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca. We'll be back, same bat time, same bat channel. We are off of this.
We love hip hop.